Now, will you notice what he says in verse 31? And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Now, converted here doesn't mean conversion as you and I think of it. That is, when he's had a change of heart and mind, and his faith has increased. Then at that time, why, we'll find that there'll be a tremendous change wrought in this man, Simon Peter. And you notice our Lord says, I have prayed, though that you're going to deny me, I pray that your faith fail not. And today he's our intercessor. He knows whether you're moving to the place of failure and of stumbling. And if you are his, my friend, he's already prayed for you that your faith fail not. If you belong to him, your faith will not fail. Though you fail, your faith will not fail. And the reason it will not is because he's prayed for you. What a picture you have. You see, he's our intercessor. He prays for us today. And a very interesting thing I should call attention to is in the so-called, well, not the so-called, but the real Lord's Prayer. And that's John 17. He says, I pray not for the world. He doesn't pray for the world. He's asked you and me to. Well, why doesn't he? Well, he died for the world. Friends, you can't ask him to do any more than that. He died for the world. But he prays for his own today, and that they'll be kept in the world. He's prayed for you. Maybe you didn't pray for yourself, but he's already prayed for you. This is a wonderful passage of Scripture, by the way, and one that we ought not to pass over lightly. We're in the shadow of the cross, and these things are very important, and that's the reason we're spending time with him. He says, I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. You see, the man that's been tested is the man that really is able to help the others. And even if he's failed and he's come back to the Lord, that's the reason that I always send a converted drunkard to talk to a drunkard. I don't talk to a drunkard. I found out I couldn't. That one in Cleburne, Texas, I've told you about, I went to see him, and he just patted me on the knee, and he said to me, Vernon, you are a good boy. Well, he didn't know me. He wouldn't have said that. He just thought I didn't know his case, and you want to know something? I didn't. So I went down and looked up an old drunken bum. He was an old drunken bum, a president of a bank's son that had been in Fort Worth, Texas. I looked him up, found him down on the square, and I said to him, George, you go up and talk to Bill, because I said, he thinks I'm a good boy. He says, what do you mean? Well, I said, he's open now for the gospel, but he thinks I don't understand him. Now, you're a converted drunkard. And this fellow had a what you'd call a whiskey tenor. He'd had so much liquor that it had wrecked his voice. And he says, I'll go up there and see him. And when I go up there and see him, I'm going to tell him what he should do. And believe me, friends, he went up there and he sat down with him and he said to him, he says, Bill, said, you know, you and I used to drink together. And Bill looked up at him and said, I know. Well, he says, Jesus saved me and he can save you. And you know what happened, friends? He saved Bill, too. I couldn't talk to him. No use me spending my time there. So our Lord says to Simon Peter, he says, when you're converted, you strengthen the brethren. The man that's been through it's the one that can help. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he sincerely meant it, but he didn't know himself. And many of us do not know how weak we are. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And you know that Simon Peter just didn't believe that could be true. But that night, that's exactly what happened. He denied the Lord three times.